This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's not every day that we get to say hello to a big celebrity who gets to co-host the show with us, who also happens to be a friend, but today is that day. As we welcome Dylan Carmichael back, how's it going, pal?
Hey, I'm great. It's going awesome. California, if I'm laying out there and you see me, I'm wearing camouflage swimming trunks.
Okay. I'll get to see you then, man.
that's actually good.
Are you a laying out kind of guy?
I'm a layout kind of guy. I love the sun. Well, I go fishing a lot. I do a lot of outdoor activities. And, I got to get the one burn done. I'll burn once, and then I'll just deal with it. But after that, I tan the rest of the year. So I like to get a good tan going.
Right.
It's usually like a farmer's tan, you know. Like,
yeah.
If I lift my shirt up, it's like, you know, as wide as it gets there, and then it's like dark all the way down my arm. You know what I mean?
I saw several times now you've posted on your social media sitting in your kiddie pool while you were singing. And that looks like fun. At least you can get your feet cooled off.
We don't have a pool. I'd love to have a pool, but
you gotta
work with what you got. So I've got a 6x6 kiddie pool.
My buddy Ryan, the bartender, used to when his kids were younger. He bought a horse trough and made a pool out of that. So listen, we got a lot to cover today and tomorrow. While you're here, thank you so much for being here. By the way,
thank
this is such
for
a great
me. I love it. I love y'all. I love San Diego And I was really excited to come.
Okay. So. Well, it becomes a Dylan Carmichael a couple of days now. So we will still have Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dylan will be playing for a listener.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you didn't fare too well last time, but we'll see how things go.
Yeah. I did pretty good last time.
That's what I meant. You passed the quiz, pal.
There's going to be some quizzes, though, Dylan.
Hey,
so let's see how sharp you are today.
We're going to have Dylan channel a teenage girl. More on that later. And we're going to have some snacks with Dylan Carmichael. We call it Grilling with Dylan. It's all coming up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. I don't bring much to the show, but when I do, I brag about it incessantly.
I love eating, so.
Good, because we're going to eat today. 833-287-1037. We want you to be represented by Dylan Carmichael as he will play in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tickets to Muscadine Bloodline at Saquon's River Concert Series next month are on the line for you. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. We're with Dylan Carmichael, who's been kind enough to hang out with us this week. What a treat for us. If you don't know Dylan, you know Dylan, but you don't know his family life. I know you hear this till you're blue in the face, but it does bear notice that we should tell people who your uncles are, John Michael Montgomery and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. Do you run your music by your uncles before you let us hear it?
That's a good question. I'll send them some songs every now and then and get their opinions. They've got great ears, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they've had some really great songs, and they're really great songwriters too. Both of them have written some wonderful songs.
Now, your mom's a singer too.
My mom is a singer. Yeah.
So that's a gene in that family.
Yeah. My mom actually sang background vocals on my song "Son of a." But she loves rock. She's a rocker. She does a lot of that. She has a band and plays around. And she had an album back in 2003. that never came to light. It's like totally underrated. It's so good. She taught me how to sing, and she's just an angel, and it's awesome. Also on my dad's side, my dad's dad was part of a quartet called the Carmichael Brothers.
Okay.
Gospel music. So it's just everywhere. It was always everywhere growing up.
Man, the family dinners must have been a blast.
I bet they still are.
Oh, they still are. We're eat up with it. You know, Eddie and John just did a song together. They did Brotherly Love, which is a Keith Whitley song.
Right?
Yeah. So it's in our blood.
Have they ever said ew to anything that you've done?
No.
Well, okay, maybe not like that, because they wouldn't sound like that. But
that's a good question, though. Yeah. And they were like, maybe we're going a different direction.
There was one time where a long time ago, I'd sang on a demo. I'd never been in the studio before, and I was like, Uncle Eddie, give me some tips on this. And he was like, you got to learn to sing in the pocket, which is, you know, not singing in the pocket would be like just not the timing of your when you come in with the lyrics is wrong. You know, like learn to sing, lay the lyrics in the pocket, what they call them in Nashville, the pocket. So and so I started looking into that, and I got better at it. You know, so Eddie taught me to follow a metronome when you're practicing. You know, and to keep you on time as a player, and then. John really, helped me with a lot of the, lyrics and some of the business. Well, John's had some wonderful business advice. When I moved to Nashville, it was really helpful to have been around it a little bit and been kind of in the crossfire of those conversations those guys have had about the music business and my mom being in the business and all that stuff. It's been awesome.
So there's a lot of music that runs through that, because John Michael's daughter Madison just got married to Travis Denning.
Yeah.
And so there's another whole line of gonna be this music thing. Is like, who's like, excuse me, I'm the accountant. Is everybody related somewhere? And does the poor person who's like the accountant or that like always go, I don't know how to fit in with this family,
I'm so proud of my brother. He's actually a super talented musician and plays drums, and he actually, when he was younger, he loved hip hop, and he had a phase where he was rapping, and I'm like, wow,
good,
like,
huh?
Of Jack Harlow, he's from Kentucky, but my brother, I mean, if he wanted to, he could have done that, but I'm so proud of him. He's a hard-working blue collar good dad. He's a family man,
right,
and
on
that, doing it the right way. And so not all of us are doing music, but
right.
You know, I could see why there's an argument against doing it, if it's not your thing, and it's not an easy lifestyle,
Yeah, and you could be really good at it, but that doesn't mean you want to pursue that avenue. You want to do it for fun.
Yeah, and you could be really good at it, doesn't mean you're going to be successful.
You know, my youngest son is a huge, huge computer gaming guy, and I always said, why aren't you going into like that industry?
Yeah.
You know, especially when he was living here in California, I'm like, everything's right here.
Right.
And he said, that's my fun.
Yeah.
I don't want my fun to be my job.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really,
really
interesting way to do it. He does IT, but he didn't want that to mess with it.
Right.
I get it.
We're having such a great time, and it continues more with Dylan Carmichael throughout the day. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Dylan, you did such a great job last time you were here filling in. We wanted to play the College of Hollywood Knowledge with you again, if you don't mind.
I had fun. It was a great time. I'm excited.
Dylan Carmichael will be representing a listener.
So you'll be playing against me this time instead of a listener, but you're playing for them, Dylan.
Okay. I see. All right.
First thing you're going to need to do, Dylan Carmichael, is kick Tammy out of the studio, please.
Okay. Tammy, get out of the studio.
I'm going.
All right. So, Dylan, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, someone's going to win $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store. Okay. Main Street in Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. The only rule we have here is that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
All right.
James Vanderbeek says he improvised the Dawson's Creek crying face moment that has since become a huge meme. Who did James Vanderbeek play on Dawson's Creek?
Dawson.
Before he was famous, Steve Martin went on the game show The Dating Game and actually won 3 times. What Hulu show does Steve Martin currently star in with Selena Gomez and Martin Short?
Oh, I'm so bad at this. I'm just going to name One Tree Hill.
Adam Sandler had to rewrite Happy Gilmore 2 after Carl Weathers died. Even though his character died in the first one, he was going to be a big part of the sequel. Carl Weathers is most famous for playing Apollo Creed in what series of movies?
Harry Potter.
A stampede broke out on an escalator in an Atlanta train station as fans were leaving a Beyonce concert. 11 people were injured, and it reportedly started when someone screamed because they saw a bug. True or false? If you fear bugs, you suffer from arachnophobia.
That's false.
The docuseries WWE Unreal premiered on Netflix, offering fans a rare look at what really goes on behind the scenes, including the heel turn for which legendary wrestler with the famous catchphrase, "You can't see me."
John Cena.
Let's get Tammy back in. All right, man.
The last couple questions were a lot better.
You didn't do too badly, actually.
Oh, really?
No, I think you did a good job. There might be a chance that you can pull this one off. We'll see.
Okay.
We shall see. She's very good, though, as you know.
Yeah. Oh,
she's very, very good, as you know. Tammy, Dylan did 3 out of 5.
I got one lucky, didn't I?
Tell me which one afterwards.
Okay.
Okay. James Vanderbeek says he improvised the Dawson's Creek crying face moment that has since become a huge meme.
Yeah.
Who did he play on Dawson's Creek?
He was... Oh, my God. What was his name? Oh.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'd like totally have a blank. I know who he is, but all of a sudden it's gone.
Who does James Vanderbeek play on Dawson's Creek?
Oh, Dawson.
Good God.
Jeez.
1-1. Dylan got that one. Before he was famous, Steve Martin went on the game show The Dating Game and actually won 3 times. What Hulu show does Martin currently star in with Selena Gomez and Martin Short?
Only Murderers in the Building.
Say it again.
Only Murderers in the Building.
It's only Murders in the Building. Guess what? Dylan didn't know either, so it's still 1-1.
Yeah, ball game still.
You okay over there?
Yes.
What are you mad at me for?
No,
what
I should have just stuck to my guns. You knew you were right, Tammy. Anyway.
Adam Sandler had to rewrite Happy Gilmore 2 after Carl Weathers died. Even though his character died in the first one, he was going to be a big part of the sequel. Carl Weathers is most famous for playing Apollo Creed in what series of movies?
Rocky.
Yes, Rocky.
Oh, yeah, I got that one wrong.
Dylan went with that notoriously famous boxing film, Harry Potter. That's 2-1, funny. Tammy. Tammy, a stampede broke out on an escalator at an Atlanta train station as fans were leaving a Beyonce concert. 11 people were injured, and it reportedly all started when someone screamed because they saw a bug.
Well, it depends on what kind of bug.
True or false? If you fear bugs, you suffer from arachnophobia.
Bugs is too general. Arachnophobia is spiders, so I'm going to say false.
Good deduction. I would have gotten that wrong. Yes. Specifically, arachnophobia is a fear of spiders, a fear of bugs. I'm sure I'm going to butcher this. Entomophobia? E-N-T-O-M-O-phobia.
Sure.
Okay. Well, you both got that right as well.
Entomo.
Tammy's now winning by a score of 3-2. And finally, Tammy, the docuseries WWE Unreal premiered on Netflix this week, offering fans a rare look at what really goes on behind the scenes, including the heel turn for which legendary wrestler with the famous catchphrase, "You can't see me."
You can't see me. Tammy, you know that.
Dylan sure knew it.
hang on.
Was that the guess? Yeah, good guess.
Why can't I come up with his name?
John Cena.
Yes, I was just like, I just watched a movie with him.
No, that wasn't a guess.
Oh, it wasn't.
Me, no.
Which one was arachnophobia?
No, the series. The Harry Potter.
Oh, well, we knew that was a guess, Dylan. figured that one out pretty quickly, pal, but thanks for the heads up.
Lucky with that one.
Dang it.
All right, so today we finish with I believe it's a tie, right? 3-3, and unfortunately, Dylan, I'm all happy. Ties go to Tammy, so our listener's not going to get $100, but they are going to be...
y'all.
It's all good. They get to go to the next River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort with Muscadine Bloodline on August 14th.
Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Carmichael's with us, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Dylan, we're having a blast. I hope you are too.
We are having a blast.
Okay, so Dylan, I asked you if you wanted to play another game, and you responded?
No. I responded, yeah, I love games.
You love games.
I'm a game kind of guy.
All right, so I want to test your memory.
Okay.
Facebook is great for showing us Facebook memories. It's one of my favorites. The first thing I do when I open up Facebook, I go to memories, and I'll go, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. So I'm going to play you little clips.
Okay.
Facebook memories from your Facebook page.
Oh.
And then I'm going to ask you a question about each one.
Okay.
I want you to listen up to this clip and tell me what was going on in this clip.
One, two, three. She gone down the highway.
It's like last week.
That rear view.
So, yeah. Me and my guitar player, we had stumbled upon some traffic cones.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to sing She Gone through the traffic cones.
And what was directly behind both of you when you were singing?
A porta potty. Classy.
It was awesome. They're going to get a little harder, Dylan.
Okay.
All right.
I got a porta potty story quickly.
Okay.
I once watched my boss and his drunk wife get in a fight at a rock festival, appropriately called Rockfest in Kanawha, Wisconsin.
Right.
She wanted to have an intimate meeting with him in the middle of the hot afternoon in a porta potty.
Oh, wow.
He said, are you out of your mind? She goes, I'm not attractive to you anymore. He's like, are you listening to what you're saying?
Oof.
Yeah, she was yelling at him because he wouldn't give it to her in the porta potty.
You know what?
That's nasty.
Mid-July and steamy.
You got to make do with what you got. You know?
You're going to make doo-doo, I guess. Here we go.
I'm saying no to that 100 times out of 100.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
Second, Facebook memory. How good is your memory, Dylan Carmichael, for your Facebook memories?
So you got to have a knife that you have skinned a buck with. All right? If you don't, doesn't count.
What are you explaining there, Dylan?
I was in Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
At a Country Thunder Festival, and I was instructing people how to properly shotgun a beer.
That's right. Exactly it.
You have to have previously skinned a buck with it.
Ah.
It's
well, I'm out.
It's etiquette. It's redneck etiquette.
That's awesome.
All right. Dylan Carmichael, Facebook memories. What was going on when those bagpipes were playing?
I have a tendency to record bagpipes because I love them.
God, me too.
But I just love them. I don't know if it's my, like, Scottish in my DNA or whatever, mm-hmm. but it just runs through me. I mean, it makes me tear up. It's at Champion Retreat Golf Course.
Yes! Yeah. Wow!
And I was playing golf, and it was bright and early in the morning, and I was walking in, you know, to the pro shop, and they were out there on the lawn. We were getting ready to tee off.
I got to take you to a Padres game, because at the end of Padres games, there's a dude that stands on the corner as you're crossing the crosswalk to get to the parking lot, plays the bagpipes every night.
Yeah.
Let's listen up to the last one. This one I just love. What is going on after you hear this Facebook memory, Dylan Carmichael? Do you remember what was going on when that sexy song was used underneath it?
What?
I'll give you a hint. Someone in it's wearing a collar.
Someone's wearing a collar?
Mm-hmm.
What are you into, Dylan?
I'm starting to wonder what. I don't know.
And it's about this big.
Easy.
I'm so confused.
It's your little dog going at it on a pillow.
Oh. Yeah. No, okay. I'm stuffed on that one. I don't remember that. That is hilarious.
What's your little doggy's names?
Well, Parker. It depends on how old the video is. We got two now.
Okay.
So we got Parker and Joe Diffie.
Okay. Yeah. Joe Diffie, I'm gonna guess it's Joe Diffie.
Joe
who
Diffie
was
is
just
the
having
that...
a great old time with that pillow.
Hey, Joe Diffie, he likes to, you know.
Joe Diffie with the puppy stiffy.
The poet didn't know it over there.
Anyway, I'm very impressed with your Facebook memories.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I got 4 out of 5.
I'm impressed with Joe Diffie's just stamina. Yeah.
Hey. You know, he gets it honest.
John and Tammy with Dylan Carmichael, San Diego's morning show, KSON. Dylan Carmichael's with us. We're having a blast. I hope you are too.
We are having a blast.
And Dylan, we're continuing to quiz you on how good your memory is with your Facebook memories. I'm going to play a little clip from a Facebook memory, and you have to tell us what was going on at the time.
Okay.
Here we go. I'd rather drink a hot beer.
What specific store did you say you would rather do what you're singing than go into with your wife?
Here we go.
Oh.
I'd rather drink a hot beer.
There's a couple of those. this one was Home Goods.
Yes! Very good.
I got on. It was so funny because I just did that for fun one day.
Dylan Carmichael, one more on how good is your memory with Facebook memories? Because I found this one really intriguing. Let's see if you remember what this was about.
And he said, I actually can control them from my phone. What's your favorite color? And I said, my favorite color is blue.
So that's a true story. I had gone to New York. This is like 2017 or 2018. I'd just released my new album, my first album, and I was in New York doing like press and stuff. And I wound up at this rooftop bar, just, you know, you could see the whole city from there. And somebody overheard me talking to somebody, and I guess my southern accent was, and this guy comes up, he's like, where are you from? And I was like, Kentucky. And he's like, you talk funny, you know, kind of thing. Got to talking, and I was like, I'm a country music singer. And we were just, you know, chatting. And I was like, what do you do? And he goes, you see that building right there? He goes, I work there. And turns out he controlled the light. He changed the lights on that light the entire Empire State Building.
Mm-hmm. And at first, I bet you didn't believe him.
No, God, no.
Yeah, you're like, whatever, dude. You think I'm a hillbilly and I'm going to just believe whatever you say.
And judging by that memory, he can control them from his phone?
Yeah, and so he could control them from his phone. So because he had like, they have like an app or something. And so if it's like Christmas, they're red and green.
Right.
You know, if it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the whole building's pink. You just go to New York, you'll see it. And so he's like, what's your favorite color? He's like, I'm going to show you something cool. And I'm like, blue, Kentucky Wildcats. And so he goes, all right. Boom, entire building turns blue.
He did it just for you?
Just for me, and then goes boom, and pops it right back to what it was. And I was like,
that's crazy, man.
I was like, I can't wait to tell people this story. That's so awesome.
I would, if I had that job, I'd have it for like a day. I'd be showing it off to all my friends.
A lot of girls.
And you, what color you want the building to be, baby? What color?
Right there, that's a pickup line.
Right. I would abuse it. I'd be done in a day. I would just do it for myself.
I'm pretty sure.
Cool story, man. Yeah. What a life. What a life you've led.
And what a good memory for Facebook memories. I'm impressed. Yeah.
So a little bit later, I want to ask you a series of questions that might make you uncomfortable.
Okay.
And it is your right to go ahead and say, and I'm not going to answer that.
All right.
But I want to see how many we can get you to answer.
I'm going to try.
And who's going to be more uncomfortable, you or your record rep?
Ooh. Ooh, that sounds
excited.
Like fun.
Me too.
I might ask Roger to leave the room, quite frankly. I'm not sure I trust. I'm just joking.
So, I'm an open book.
All right, cool, dude. 833-287-1037. We want you to be represented by Dylan Carmichael as he'll play in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tickets to Muscadine Bloodline at Saquon's River Concert Series next month are on the line for you. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. So we brought a guitar into the studio, because that's what you do when a famous musician's in town and doesn't bring his own guitar. You find one. So you are a tremendously likable guy and easy to talk to. And I'm saying that because we're witnessing it this morning and have in the past. But you're even more comfortable with a guitar in your hand. Are you more comfortable with a guitar in your hand than out?
Yeah, I am. I would say I'm distracted a little bit easier because I'm like over here picking while people are around me talking and stuff. But like music completely takes my attention away.
I noticed that. Yeah. We were having a conversation while you were attempting to tune that and you were just picking at it. Did you hear a word we said?
No.
That's awesome.
I also could tell generally y'all were talking something, you know, like
we bored the hell out of you.
No, it's just something I didn't know about. Y'all were talking about some local San Diego stuff I didn't know anything about.
Yeah. So. You gonna surprise us? What do you wanna do?
Yeah, I'll do let's see, I'm gonna do my new song I'm really excited about.
Of course.
It's called She Gone. It's my new song that's that y'all have so kindly agreed to play a couple times here at your station.
Hopefully more than a couple. All right, Dylan Carmichael live in studio.
Thank y'all for supporting this song.
Oh, of course, bro.
It means the world to me. I really believe in this song so much. But it's called She Gone. Here we go. She gone and took all her clothes out the closet. She gone and took all the pictures off the wall. She didn't leave it behind if she bought it. Turned off her phone so I can't call. She gone, she gone, she gone down the highway. Gone and ripped that rear view off. No last chance kiss in the driveway. Now don't that sound like a country song? She rolling like she stole it. All I know is she ain't going. She gone. She gone and dealt me a cold hand of leaving. Without a tear or a warning sign. She gone and drove me right back to drinking. And now she's driving me out of her mind. She gone, she gone, she gone down the highway. Gone and ripped that rear view off. No last chance kiss in the driveway. Now don't that sound like a country song? She rolling like she stole it. All I know is she ain't going. She gone, oh, long gone. For good, forever, I'd go get her, but I know better. She gone, she gone, she gone down the highway. Gone and ripped that rear view all off. No last chance kiss in the driveway. Now don't that sound like a country song? She rolling like she stole it. All I know is she ain't going. What is it? She gone. Oh, long gone.
Beautiful, man. I wish you'd have some fun.
I have so much fun with that song.
So you got to do one for the rest of your life. You can only do one. Guitar or sing. Which one is it?
Ooh.
Oh, sing by far.
Really? I thought you'd say guitar.
A million times over, I'd sing. Singing's my favorite thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would have thought for sure you'd say guitar. Is it because you've been playing since you were 12? Were you singing before that?
I started singing when I was 15.
Okay.
And I just have always loved singing. It's something I do. I do it all the time.
We're having such a great time, and It continues more with Dylan Carmichael throughout today. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Dylan Carmichael is our guest. Another round of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Well, Dylan will represent a KSON loyal listener. First thing you need to do, Dylan, you know that, is kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy.
Yes.
It's time to go.
Okey-dokey.
All right, Dylan, you know the rules, but I'll tell
get
you.
Ready.
Remind you, just in case you don't, all ties go to Tammy.
Okay.
And if you happen to get more right than Tammy, you will get a listener $100 from a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. And you know that all ties go to Tammy.
Love it.
All right. Chad Michael Murray revealed that he and his wife held a, quote, family vote before having a third child. Murray will be back on the big screen next week with the release of Freakier Friday opposite Jamie Lee Curtis and which controversial former teen actress?
I'm going to say Lindsay Lohan.
A Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot is in the works. Who played Buffy in the series that ran for 7 seasons?
Had a huge crush on her when I was a kid. It's like a three-name.
You're close. Yes, you're right. You want to? Well, you know what? Let's go back to it in case it comes in and you just blurt it out, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Speaking of Buffy, did you know that the one and only Dolly Parton was a producer on the movie and the TV series? She never, ever met the cast, but would send them gifts because she's Dolly. Let's play the high-low game. Dolly Parton's net worth is $500 million in 2025. Is that too high or too low?
It's going to be too low.
Pee-wee Herman's prized possession from Pee-wee's Big Adventure will be permanently displayed at the Alamo. What was Pee-wee's prized possession?
At the Alamo?
Has nothing to do with the prized possession.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say the couch or the recliner, wasn't it? What prized possession?
I think you mean Cherry.
Cherry?
No, he called his chair Cherry on the Pee-wee Herman show. All right, and finally, Noah Wiley is nominated for an Emmy for his role as Dr. Robbie in the HBO Max series The Pitt. He was previously nominated 5 times, but never won for playing another doctor on the show ER. Was he Dr. Carter, Dr. Benton, Dr. Green, or Dr. Weaver?
Dr. Weaver.
Let's get Timmy.
Well, I had the Buffy question.
Go ahead.
Dang it. Okay. That's going to drive me nuts. But anyway,
all right.
Okay.
Let's get Tam back in.
So Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
Because Dylan.
All right, Tam. Dylan, I don't think Dylan did as well as he thinks he did.
Okay.
He did 2 out of 5 today. Timmy, Chad Michael Murray revealed that he and his wife held a family vote before having a third child. Murray will be back on the big screen next week with the release of Freakier Friday opposite Jamie Lee Curtis and which controversial former teen actress?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan's right. I am a big Lohan fan. Well, I'm glad that she's gotten another chance because she's a tremendously talented person. It's one to one.
Super talented.
Get ready to be very upset with yourself, Dylan Carmichael. Uh-oh. A Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot is in the works.
Uh-huh.
Who played Buffy in the series that ran for 7 seasons?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah.
Oh, I'm so close.
He's like, 3 names, man. Three names.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
He blurted out Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm like, no, still wrong. 2 to 1, Tammy. Speaking of Buffy, did you know the one and only Dolly Parton was a producer on the movie and the TV series? I did not know that.
I did not either.
She never met the cast, but would send them gifts because, you know, she's Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the high-low game. Dolly Parton's net worth is $500 million in 2025. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
Wow, not even a hesitation.
I bet it's $800.
It's not quite. $650 okay. million dollars in 2025. 3 to 2. Tammy. Pee-wee Herman's prized possession from Pee-wee's Big Adventure will be permanently displayed at the Alamo. What was Pee-wee's prized possession?
His bike.
Oh.
It's now 4 to 2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Noah Wiley is nominated, well-deserved, by the way, for an Emmy for his role as Dr. Robbie in the excellent HBO Max series The Pitt. He was also nominated 5 previous times for playing a doctor on ER, never won. Was he Dr. Carter, Dr. Benton, Dr. Green, or Dr. Weaver?
Carter.
He was Dr. Carter.
Dang, I'm not doing very good here.
That's okay, man.
I'm not looking great here.
Hey, man, she got 5 out of 5 on that one, so it wouldn't have mattered what you did. No money for our KSON loyal listener, but a great prize.
Mm-hmm. August 14th, they'll be joining us to see Muscadine Bloodline in the next River Concert Series at Sequan Casino Resort.
Unfortunately, Dylan, even though you're a guest and super famous, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm singer-songwriter Dylan Carmichael. I'm from Bergen, Kentucky, and I just flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We're having such a great time, and mm-hmm. It continues more with Dylan Carmichael.
So off air, Dylan was talking about getting to play at the Opry, and Rhett Akins came out, and what a fan you are of Thomas Rhett's dad, Rhett Akins.
Yeah.
And I was sharing how I remember when he first came out as a performer, singer-songwriter, meeting him at CMA Fest, but back then it was called Fanfare, and you were talking about some of your favorite 90s country artists.
The other day I was riding with David Lee Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually wrote a song called Big Truck with him that was on my last album. So we've been around each other a few times.
Yeah.
And I always want to ask him this question, but I always forget. But I finally remembered the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Creo Williams, is that a real person? And
from
turns
the song,
out,
Dust on the Bottle.
Yeah, and turns out he is a real person. It was his best friend's first cousin.
Full name, Creo Williams?
Creo Williams, yeah.
Cool.
And he said he was a real person, and he said that whole story said Creo Williams actually made wine.
Here's the clip from the song.
Creo Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know.
Yeah, it's a cool story. I mean, and so now I play that song. I told David this, and he was seemed to really like it. But I told him, I said, "Man, I only play one cover song in my set, and it's Dust on the Bottom."
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh wow!
Well, what did he say to that? How did he respond?
He was like, "Man, that's awesome. I love to hear that. I love that." You know, I'm like, dude, like it's probably one of the most covered country songs in history. I mean, it's amazing that and we start talking about that guitar lick, and he's like, man, nobody was doing that at the time. He said he played that on that guitar in the studio, and he said the band kicked in, and he got chills.
Cool.
And that what you hear from that song was the first take.
There's wow. So
much energy. Everybody was just digging it. Like they felt it right out of the gate, and that it was unmatched.
So I'm imagining they probably did a couple versions, like a couple takes, and they say, why are we messing with anything? The first one was the best one.
Well, because David Lee walked in with his guitar and got behind the mic and started doing that and kicked it off, and the band just jumped in.
Man.
And they said, you just couldn't beat it.
That's what's called having talent, Tim.
Yeah.
I know, right?
When someone like David Lee Murphy writes Dust on the Bottom, the guy's written so many songs for other artists as well as his own. But when he writes something like Dust on the Bottom, which is a legendary song, which still plays on this day, this day on KSON, is that enough to have a home, to be comfortable the rest of your life? Is that one song?
In the 90s, that's multiple homes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not now, though. Not with the
streaming.
Not
now. Streaming, but the thing was, is the interesting thing about that song is what he told me is that he was living in a trailer. He wrote that song in a trailer. He was living in a single-wide trailer by himself, and he wrote the song by himself. Yeah, he could buy whatever the heck he
wanted. Oh, there was no co-writer.
No co-writer. Yeah. Owned the publishing on the song.
Sure.
Wrote the song by himself, and it was a multi-week number one in the 90s. This guy.
That's crazy.
You talk about living in a trailer and your life just absolutely making a 180, like the Crazy Town lyrics with the Jason Aldean song where he's like, one year they repossess your truck and the next you make a couple million bucks.
Yes.
Shoot. Like that's
crazy.
David Lee's thing, how that happened. It's crazy to hear him talk about it. I'm surprised that he's not on a podcast and we're talking about it. It'd be a hit podcast.
Well maybe you need to encourage him.
Yeah.
Have him come in here. He can guest host with us and we can talk about
it. He's such a laid back guy, you know.
Yeah.
He don't like to talk about himself. He likes to ask everybody else how they're doing. He's such a good hearted guy.
Sounds like a great guy.
Well, he is a great guy.
Then he'd make a good interviewer.
Well, yeah.
You know, because he wouldn't be waiting to hear himself talk. He'd be asking you the questions and sitting back and listening.
Yeah. Right.
He'd be a horrible morning show host. So I get hung up on a lot of stupid stuff, man. You'll find that out in the next couple of days, Dylan Carmichael. We are back with Dylan Carmichael. We've been talking about how not so long ago you wrote a number one song smash. It paid for not one house, not two, probably three. Times have changed a bit as far as streaming and all that stuff.
Right. But you still can make some nice change writing a number one song.
So Tam and I are friends with James Otto.
Yeah.
Who had one of the biggest songs in the world with Just Got Started Loving You. A big, huge smash. Big song of the year. But he also wrote the song In Color. Jamie Johnson's Song of the Year winning CMA song. He wrote it with Jamie Johnson. And I had dinner with him years ago at a CRS. And he forgot his wallet. I'm like, you did?
John was so mad.
I mean, I was living in Madison, Wisconsin. Wasn't making a lot of money. This guy eats like a... He's an army.
How convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
So I lost my wallet.
I forgot my wallet at home. Yeah. I'm like, you did. Well, let me take care of it then.
Is that one of those two you're hoping and praying, please go through, please go through, don't get declined?
Yes, of course. Yes. You know what those days were like back then. Give it a good luck. Here you go. Give it a shot. And then you like try not to look relieved when it works.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it was going to work. Anyway, he's a gentleman and said, after we're done here, we'll go to my house. I'll give you a tour. You can hang out in my studio for a while, and I'll have my wife give you some money. And all that happened.
Just like every other married man. I'll have my wife give me the money.
It was really awesome. We pull up to his house, beautiful home in Nashville, and he said, this is the house that In Color built.
Wow, and I was great.
Yeah.
So I think I've been to that house. Was the studio upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah. We've written a few songs together. He's a great guy. That's a great story. Right. Yeah, In Color is... I told somebody the other day it's one of the greatest songs written in country music.
And couldn't agree more.
This person said, I think it's the greatest.
Whoa. Song. That's a compliment.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, it is that good.
There's nothing about it
that
you would want to change or take out anything.
You ever have a song that you love so much that you try to sing along to it, but you kind of break down, your voice cracks?
Mm-hmm.
What a shock. That's me every time.
Well, that song is that good.
We'll have more with Dylan Carmichael, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Sing a word, sing along.
Now, the great thing about this game, which we haven't played in a very long time, is I don't think we've ever played it with an actual professional singer, but since Dylan Carmichael is our guest, it only seems appropriate to play single word sing along with him. It's a little unfair to you, John. I
was going to say, you brought in a ringer.
I know. Well, I know, but you're a quick thinker. You're fast.
Really?
You're fast.
Can you say it again,
yes,
please?
Yes, you are. You're quick on your feet, and ooh, you did musical theater, and you love music, and you sing a lot in here. Dylan, so here's the deal. You are going to go against John, and you're going to go back and forth until somebody loses. I'm going to give you a word, and you have 3 seconds to start singing a song with that word in it.
Okay.
If you can't do it, you're out.
Okay.
And Dylan, since you're the professional,
we're
going to start with you, and I am kind of giving you an easy one. Are you ready?
Good, because the professional needs help.
Well, he's never played the game. You have. Swear.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the sky.
Who sings that song originally, Tammy?
John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, or as Dylan calls him, Uncle Johnny Michael. Boy, this is fair. All right, go ahead.
John, your word is country.
I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh, even two different voices. I like that. Dylan, your word is you.
I love you. You love me.
Dude, let the record show the pro went with the Barney theme.
Oh, that's great. Oh, this is going to be easy for you, John. Ready? Kiss.
Kiss. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I just need your extra time. And your... Yeah, I mean, come on.
Kay. Kiss. Dylan, summertime.
Oh, man.
Really?
Dude,
wow.
Alan Jackson just called. He wants his blues back.
Wow.
Summertime blues would have been a good one.
Summertime Blues,
come
Summertime
on, where were you
from
at,
Kenny
Raj?
Chesney. You know, anyway, John, you just beat Dylan Carmichael.
Dang, well,
you know, sing along.
I'll tell you.
Y'all just bring me in here and just kick me around.
That's our new segment. That's how it's done.
Oh my gosh.
Dylan Carmichael. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. That Nicely was really done. Good.
Summertime got me.
Yeah.
Favorite time of year.
Who knew?
Dylan didn't. Oh, man, you're such a good sport. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So we are back. Dylan Carmichael is our guest. Now, this is just a mad coincidence, but Dylan's got a new record out. It's called Keeping Country Alive, and it's part of a promotion for your new single. Record companies do this a lot. They send out promotional packages to radio stations, mm-hmm. You know, little swag gifts, T-shirts, hats. Dylan Carmichael's people sent over a grilling kit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And way to go, because that is very close to my heart. I insisted that we add every song on your record. I hope it works out for you.
I'd like always taking credit for that. So it included a meat thermometer. It included a rub.
Yeah, an apron. Yeah. It's something people actually will use,
yeah,
as mm-hmm. opposed to you spent money
because
on this garbage.
I'm cooking every chance I get.
Well, I'm glad that you said that.
Really?
Because as Tammy mentioned, there's a rub in that. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a rub mm-hmm. in that kit. I took that home over the weekend.
Okay.
Did you know that your name rhymes with grilling?
I did not, but that is brilliant.
Well, a songwriter should know that.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
maybe,
my God.
Maybe I'm not a songwriter.
Yeah, he's real worried.
I came up with grilling with Dylan,
that's
which is
brilliant.
Basically my excuse to make up some ribs, bring
sure.
a rack in, and let's have some morning snacks.
That
Are you down
like
with
a,
that?
You know what? That sounds like a great meet and greet thing. You know, like on the road.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Invite some fans and grill out, because I grill out on the road anyway.
Grilling with Dylan.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see
grilling
to that. Let's
Dylan.
See to that.
So, John, if you want to go get the ribs, we'll have a conversation about this. Now, you've done a few cooking segments on your social media.
Yeah.
What have you shared? Didn't you cook something of your grandmother's recently, or
yeah,
was it your mom's?
I did. I've done a couple things. Yeah. It was a variation of what my grandmother does. I made the gravy that my grandma made.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I made a country fried steak roll-up, which is just really bizarre.
It sounds good, though.
Yeah, so basically you put, like, cream cheese in it and some spinach, and you roll up country. You roll up the flat steak, you know, and you fry it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like country fried steak, but it's something I came up with.
That sounds really good.
I actually want to
try that now.
Full disclosure, I've never had country fried steak in my life.
Oh, gotta try it.
I know.
Good.
I'd love to. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And then, I do a lot of chili. And chicken and dumplings is my favorite thing.
Nice. So I apologize. The knife we have out there is dog crap, so it's all hacked to pieces right now. But I made some ribs last night. I like them. I don't love them. And I think I blame myself more than that because I had a lot of things going on yesterday, but I'm talking too much about it. I don't know if you're a sauce guy or not.
I love sauce.
Okay, well, go ahead. Help yourself.
I'm going to go in without sauce to get a real bite, and then, then I'll try
it. So this is these are baby back ribs I made with Dylan Carmichael's rub that he sent us to promote his new record.
I've never tried it yet.
And well, you're about to.
And right, this is Grilling with Dylan.
Grilling with
Going
Dylan.
Going in.
Here
Grilling
he is.
With Dylan.
Okay.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Nice texture. Go easy on me.
Really good, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Really good.
Thank you.
Misconception, depending on who you ask, but a rib is not supposed to fall off the bone.
Yes.
It's supposed to be tender when you take a bite, but you're supposed to be able to hold the bone with the meat on it. Flavor's great. How'd you get the smoke flavor? Liquid smoke?
Well, that's a good question because the purists will get angry with me that I didn't actually smoke. I didn't have time to smoke the ribs.
Taste smoked to me.
So I covered them up in an airtight bakeable container, one of those big old tin pans, and I put about a half inch of water and about a half cup of liquid smoke, and I put the ribs in a rack. I baked them at 325 for about 3.5-4 hours. And then just finish them off on the grill, man. Got a nice sear on.
Absolutely fantastic.
All right.
Better than I do.
In fact, in that case, forget about the stuff I said before then. I knew you were going to love these ribs.
I think you would have a chance competing with these.
Come on.
Come on. You ain't done it yet?
I have never competed. John, I've never been in a meat competition ever.
Oh, come on. It's really good, John.
More.
So I'll give you another full disclosure here. Thank you, Tammy. We do parties here at the station, and we do like chili cook-offs, or we'll do a pasta party. And every time we do it, I'm like, bring it every time. And I gotta tell you, I'm the best cook in the building. That's all there is to it. Tammy, back me up.
That's the best piece, Tammy. This is good ribs.
Very flavorful.
Ribs.
All right, and this wraps up our first ever, and very successful, I might say, Grilling with Dylan. Dylan Carmichael with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh, looks like this beach was a little too much beach for you, Ken.
If I wasn't severely injured, I would beach you off right now, Ken.
I'll beach off with you any day, Ken.
We might be in San Diego, but we're not going to do a beach off between John and our guest host, Dylan Carmichael. We're going to have meat off. We're going to have a meat off. John and Dylan are going to meet off.
I'm leaving.
I'd like you to be really careful how you phrase that.
So it's trivia.
Okay.
And meat is part of the answer.
Okay.
It has something to do with meat. Somehow meat
trivia
is what you are going to be looking for.
The questions are meat?
The answer will have something to do with meat.
Okay.
Who wants to start first in the John and Dylan meet off?
Dylan can come for our Dylan can come. Dylan is our guest. He can go first. Go ahead.
All right, Dylan, in the meet off, this legendary rocker told us he would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
Is this like 80s rock?
Yes, but remember, meat is part of the answer.
Oh.
Or something meat-like.
Oh, meatloaf.
Yes! Okay,
there you go. See, I was overthinking that. I'm a chronic overthinker.
You are overthinking it, yes.
Sounds
John,
good.
Oh, of course you get this one. In Sex and the City, Samantha moved into this district in New York and later complained when it got too trendy.
That would be the meatpacking district.
Dylan, in the John and Dylan meet-off, when you're in serious trouble with your parents, you are called?
A meathead?
That's a good one.
Well, that one would work.
Dead meat.
Dead meat is the one I was looking for, but they both work.
You mean head? I don't even know.
John, a new coworker or a new person to a friend group might be called?
New meat.
I'll take that one.
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Yes. Dylan, this actor starred in Footloose, but most people like to figure out how many degrees of separation he is from other actors.
Good question.
So I'm supposed to name the actor?
Mm-hmm. Who is star of Footloose?
Oh.
Now I gotta cut loose.
Blake Shelton.
Can I steal?
Yes, you may steal, John.
That'd be Kevin Bacon.
Yes,
that's my
Kevin
wife's
Bacon.
Favorite movie. I'm going to get in so much trouble. Yeah. Should have known that one.
John, the Sandlot character is known for his famous line, "You're killing me, Smalls."
Is it? Is it? It's not just meat, is it? Is it
no.
meat? No, meat was the name of the guy in Porky's. And
yes.
He was named meat for a specific reason. I don't remember. Meatball.
No. Dylan, do you know?
Hang on. Give me a second.
You're killing me, Smalls.
The freckled face kid. The catcher?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his name. Meats?
Nope.
Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
We have it at Easter.
Oh! I didn't get a clue like that.
You're not the guest.
Easter.
Mm-hmm. Everybody makes an Easter one of these usually. It's pink, not a bunny.
Cake.
Meat cake.
Meat cake.
I love a good meat cake.
Me too.
What are we
ham.
Making Easter? Ham.
Ham.
I almost said ham. You said pink, but I didn't think ham. I didn't grip. Okay.
That's all right. John, Bart Simpson's famous catchphrase. That is meat-tastic. That
yeah,
is
meat-related. Yeah.
In John and Dylan Meatoff.
Don't have a cow, man.
Very good. Dylan, if you're talking to a truck driver over the radio, you are most likely using what kind of radio?
Oh, a ham radio.
Very good. Now we got ham on the brain.
Oh, I was going to say CB. I would have gotten that one wrong. I would have said CB.
There are these types of 5K runs on Thanksgiving Day, John.
Turkey trots.
Very good. Dylan, if you have a conflict or grudge with someone, you have what?
I like this one.
I have beef.
Yes, beef. Very good. It was our very first John and Dylan meet off. You guys did good.
Hey, man, it was an honor to meet you off.
That was good. That was good.
Don't put that part on there.
Hamming it up. He's hamming it up.
You know that is making the air, don't you? It was an honor to meet you off. That's beautiful. Dylan Carmichael with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.